I want you to think of something extremely negative. A comment that you made to someone, maybe someone you love, during the last week or the last month. Just something you did that, you know, God wasn't very pleased with that, and you weren't either. But just a really bad thing. Okay? So, is anyone lacking for an illustration? if it didn't come out of your mouth, you might have even thought it, but out of the depth of the heart, the mouth does speak. And now, as you're thinking of that, hold on to that thought for just a second, something extremely negative, okay? I want you to just gaze around the room and look at each other. Just okay. No, Dottie, you're breaking it. No. Not too pleasant, huh? And really, until Dottie broke up over what was happening over here, there was a gloom that was in this room. Our countenances were down. And when we think negative things, when we let corrupt communication come out of our mouth, it does change our countenance. We have yucky countenances then. They're just down and gloomy and nothing's right. And so in the Word, a memory verse today speaks to this. And I think it's really neat. Do you want to go ahead and put it up? It's. Oh, okay, I'll read it to you. What happened to the transparency? I was so busy making song transparencies, I guess I didn't make it. It's Ephesians 4:29. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. You know, when we let evil communication come out of our mouth, it really doesn't minister grace, does it? It doesn't edify either. Okay, now we're going to do the second part of the project. All right, find somebody, who's maybe somebody who's sitting next to you, whatever, or walk across the room to somebody. Say something edifying to them. Just bless somebody right now. Just quickly bless somebody. Wow, it doesn't even stop. Okay, now look at each other's faces. You know, there's smiles on your faces. Your countenance, you have been lifted because you were blessed and because you blessed someone else. So let's stick with that. And the same thing this morning as we go into worship, we're going to worship the Lord. And as we worship Him, our countenances are lifted, our spirits lifted. I thought about an exercise this morning. As I was thinking about all these things, I thought, oh, if I do this in front of people, they'll just flip. That's a discovery. I'm going to put this on the front of my refrigerator to remind me that look at those people. They are so happy. Sometimes we're sad, and we're sad because we don't let the light in. We don't let Jesus in so he can come out to bless other people. Amen. So tear it off. You know, people. When I get big books, and we're going on trips, we used to travel all the time, and oh my gosh, people that are really orderly would just, you know, go nuts. But I would tear my books up and only take this much of it in the airplane with paperbacks. I just tear them and, you know, it's my book, I'm going to use it, you know. And then when I'm done, if somebody else wants to read it, I put it together with a rubber band around it to hold it back together. Because when I read that part, then I don't take that part on the trip anymore. I just take the part. Oh, that would kill you, wouldn't it, Vern, huh? And Pat, it might shake you even more. Amen. Tear the front cover off. The month is almost over anyway. The 3 months is over. Put it on your fridges or put it someplace where you can see it so we can all be edified.